Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 322 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week has been a little crazy as I've been into tag rehearsals and 10 out of 12s, and we're going into dress rehearsal week for Amadeus, so this is going to be a little recap episode, so we'll get into the recap and an exciting announcement regarding a gig alert for me. We'll get into all that information just after these brief messages.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them, and they don't all play,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
All right, so what's going on here in the Inexplicable Dumb Show world? Well, we've been having 10 out of 12 for Amadeus. We're getting into dress rehearsal, and I'm just going to tell you guys, I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be pretty stunning. The costumes look amazing, and the sets wonderful, and the lights are going to be rich, and the performances are going to be spectacular. So this show opens this week, March 8th, and runs through the 23rd. And again, I'll have a link to the particular show with an interview that I had with Wes and Greg of Blackbird Theater. I'll have that on the show notes page. But this has been a whole lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to getting this puppy open and see what's going on and see how people react, because I think we got a strong show. We've got a good cast and great costumes. It's going to be visually stunning, I think. So check it out. Amadeus at Blackbird Theater of Nashville. And what else is going on in Nashville? Well, the last couple weeks I've interviewed the Playhouse Nashville guys with their new work, Sex Tape and Other Stories, which is featured at Street Theater Company here in Nashville. That closes this week. It's been wildly successful, and I encourage everybody who's interested in new works to head on out and check out Playhouse Nashville and the work of Nate Epler, and support new work in our community, which will be outstanding. Cabaret's rolling along, still high-stepping, I guess. Tomorrow still belongs to the Tennessee Rep, as they have a wildly successful production. So, just again, this is real brief. Kind of show this week. SETC is this week, and I wish everybody that is at the Southeastern Theater Conference to have a great conference, a successful conference. Book gigs and fine work and summer interns and grad schools and everything. And I'm real sorry that the IDS can't be there this year. But hey, I'm doing professional work here, so I'm kind of doing what SETC tries to set out to do and promote professional theater. So again, I'm going to miss the guys up in Louisville. I'm going to miss hanging out with you guys. Have a great conference. And I know from a little birdie told me that there is a Western Playhouse, which my colleague T. Quillen is at the helm, I guess, again this summer. and they're looking for a stage manager. So if you're, I think it's Equity, if you're an Equity stage manager and you're at SETC, you might want to, I'm just saying, you might want to check out Western Playhouse and see what they've got going on. They're doing a great show, and pretty amazing to be for that show to be done, I think, in St. Joe, Missouri. So I wish Western Playhouse all the most success, and believe you me, we'll have further conversations probably with T as we do, as we get closer to the time. And let's see, what else? Something else is going on. Oh yeah, I've got a new gig. Well, it's a gig later on in the summer, late spring, early summer, late May through June. I'm returning to Boiler Room Theater in Franklin, Tennessee to do Escanaba in the Moonlight. I'm going to be playing Ruben Sodi, and it's going to be a blast. The cast is outstanding, and it's written by Jeff Daniels, so it's going to be a hoot. And I have to work on my euphorisms, so who knows? It's going to be kind of fun, and I'm really looking forward to that, but I've got to get another exciting opportunity with Amadeus open, and have its run and have its due. And then, of course, further down the line, we have Humana. So this spring's shaping up to be pretty exciting. So there's a lot going on here at the in Nashville. Like I said, you want to check out Sex Tape and Cabaret and, of course, Amadeus. And then later you want to, you know, check out Escanaba and the Moonlight, which runs late May through early June. So believe you me, I'm going to have a lot more on that as we get closer. But again, I apologize for this being a truncated version of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, but there's been a lot kind of going on this week. Kind of got me sidetracked and overwhelmed. Another positive note, just on a personal level, a good friend of mine who is a country radio DJ out in California was in town, Pepper Daniels, I think at K-Jug Country. So anyway, if you're in the St. Louis Obispo area of California, listen to the country station, listen to my friend Pepper Daniels. He and I go all the way back to grammar school almost. So it's been kind of a crazy week, and I appreciate this, and I'll have more Amadeus, more Escanaba in the Moonlight as we get closer and go through, and check out the new works here in Nashville and some of the outstanding other variety entertainment here in Nashville in the theatrical sense. So let's wrap this bad boy up.
Hey actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah, use your name as your domain name. Check out Dreamhost. It's easy to set up, and because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from Dreamhost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank you guys for bearing with me here as we go through the crazy week of opening a show and whatnot. If you are interested in any of the shows that I've mentioned in this particular episode, please go to the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com, and I'll have links to the specific IDS episodes featuring those works that are still going on here in Nashville through most of March. So, hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, InexplicableDS, @InexplicableDS, to find out the latest comings, goings, what's going on in the world of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Hey, next week, who knows what we're going to talk about? Maybe I'll have a special guest appearance from our highly regarded past here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show to talk a little SETC. So how's that for a tease? I don't know. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.